Hi everyone.
Radio.
Hi everyone. I am Psychic Tara from Psychic Connection. I am glad to be back on Blog Talk Radio. For all the people who don't know me, I can communicate with the other side. I can see what they show me and hear what they have to say. Let's find out who is around you. I am so glad to be back on air again. So anyone that's listening tonight, I know it is 11:30 Ohio time. Anyone that is still up or in another state, time zone, different, please call in. I would love to chat with you. I have this special gift. I was 8 years old when I got this gift. And I knew with other people, I would be able to see and things that other people didn't see. And I'll tell you, by doing this, the people would be coming to me and telling me things. And I would be telling them what they're doing, what they're telling me. And I'll tell you, people could not believe it, because there were at times that these people came to me and I wasn't even born yet. And I picked them out in pictures that my parents had in photo albums. And that's what happened. So please call in, and I would love to hear from you. The number to call in is 213-943-3434. I would love to chat with you. I am Psychic Tara. And again, I am so glad that I am back. I hope you can hear me. I'm having trouble with my phone right now. Oh, anybody that's out there, please give me a call. If I get disconnected, I'll have to call back in. I'm having a difficult time with the connection here. So, again, I hope everybody hears me. I was born with this beautiful gift. Please call in and let's communicate with the other side. So I can tell you what I am seeing, what they're showing me, and what they're telling me. The number to call in, 213-943-3434. Okay? Please call in. I am Psychic Tara. I love to talk to the other side. I'm more on that side than this side, and our Earth side, I should tell you. like I said, the other side, they come to me, and no matter where I'm at, they'll tell me things. And I'll know about that person that's in front of me in the grocery line, or someone that happened to, that was around, like if wherever I'm at. And this is what happens. I can communicate with them, and they'll tell me the different things about what's going on, and tell this person this and tell that person that. So please call in. I'm having difficult with my phone. I hope you can hear me. I'm getting like a feedback in my ear, so it's kind of hard to I'll make the connection. I'm hoping that I can get on this air tonight. I'm trying here. Let me see if I could. Hopefully someone else. Let me see if I can get on. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Yes, I'm having difficult with my line tonight. Do you have a question for me? This is Psychic Tara.
I was just wondering if you have any messages for side.
Okay, because you are, I'm hearing bits and pieces of what you're saying. Our connection's terrible. Let me see what I can get around you. Okay. I'm picking up, first of all, do you have a question for me? Maybe now I can hear you. What would you like to ask?
Love life?
On love life. Okay. Yes, I'm having a terrible time hearing. Let me see what we got with you, okay? They're bringing me to, let me see. First of all, I got to tell you who's around you, okay? I'm picking up a grandmother with you, okay? And she's the one that's been around you. And I'll tell you, right now she's showing me like a roller coaster ride. It's like you're trying to find happiness. So things are going up and down for you. And when I'm asking her, like, when things are coming together, I hope you can hear me. We're breaking up. Can you hear me? Hello? Yes. Can you try calling back in? Can you try to call back in? I cannot hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Tara. I'm sorry I'm having trouble with the radio tonight, being live on the air. I sure hope a caller can call back. I had a hard time hearing what she was asking me. I hope if you're listening out there, please give me a call back. My number is 213-943-3434. And this is Psychic Tara from Psychic Connection. And I've been on Black Talk Radio before. For all the callers, I am glad to be back. And I sure hope that everybody can hear me. I was getting a really bad feedback in my ear, so I couldn't tell if I was going through or not. So for anyone listening tonight, I would love to connect with the other side with you. So please give me a call back. The number here is 213-943-3434. And this is Psychic Tara from Psychic Connection. Okay, I only have an hour show tonight, and I am hoping to talk to someone to connect with the other side.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Do you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh my gosh, it was like totally silent.
Yeah, I heard that. I wasn't sure, but I heard the clicking. So I said
so
maybe she's having issues.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
I think we.
Hello.
The two callers can hear. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Okay, you're not the reader?
Hello? Excuse me?
Are you calling in to get a reading?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not the reader. I'm a listener.
Hello? Caller,
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
I got through. Can you hear me, caller?
I hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, this is Psychic Tara. I've been having trouble with my phone tonight on the switchboard. Do you have a question for me?
Oh, I just wanted to know if there is any messages from the other side.
Okay. I got to ask you, is grandmother passed?
Yes.
Okay. I'm picking up grandmother with you right now. And also, I got to tell you what I see and what I hear, okay?
Okay.
She mentioned something about a job with you.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I've been trying to get one. Yes.
Yes, that's what she's telling me. And I'm going to tell you, let's see, what is this, February? I got, I'm going to tell you something's going to come around. If they're showing me about within 2 weeks, okay?
Good. Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something that you had applied for or was thinking about applying. I'm going to tell you to look into that because that's what they're showing me right now. Can I ask you, do you know somebody by the name of Rose?
A rose?
Uh-huh. Either the flower rose or the name Rose. They're mentioning Rose to me.
Well, I know two roses, and then I've been burning the rose incense, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is what happens. They try to show me, you know, they don't have clocks or calendars where they're at. Okay, so they watch you, what you're doing, and when you were talking about the rose of the incense, that's when she was nodding her head. So she,
okay.
When you were doing that, she's showing me, like, tell her I'm right, I see her, I hear her, you know. They see what you do, and that tells you the time and day, you know, and that's why they're doing this.
Okay.
So this is what, you know, why she's around you. And I'm going to tell you, for what she's given me, don't get discouraged. She's telling me
okay.
You get so discouraged. And things are going to start to come together for you.
Okay.
So she's telling you within like 14 days, you're going to know exactly where what you're going to do, where you're going to go. And can I ask
okay.
you why I see water? I see water around you.
I've been thinking about these two trips. One is an island, and the other one is in Florida. And I've really been thinking, like, when I meditate, I just go to this lady, and I'm around this, the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering
yes.
If it's even going to come into, if I'm going to even get there, if I'm going to have the money, the finances.
Yeah.
Or,
see what you're
like,
doing? You are making the connection. You
okay.
are doing that. You're making the connection. When you're meditating, then this is what you want, and, you know, things will be provided. She knew you were doing that. That's why she put
yeah.
you around water with me.
Yeah.
For you to be around water. She knew you were doing it, and that's why she was showing it to me. So
yeah.
she wants you to know, you know, things will happen, you know, and that's what she's given, and I see it happening. This is what she's telling me.
Okay.
Do you know somebody by the name of Mike? M-I-K-E.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes,
and,
I do.
And who is he? A good friend?
Well, you could either be talking about my archangel or you could be talking about some guy that I knew from way back
uh-huh.
when. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. You know, I haven't talked to him in like 80 years. And I don't really
uh-huh.
feel like going back in my past to dig
uh-huh.
him up. Because I'm in a crazy
uh-huh.
situation, and I am too embarrassed to even try to bring anybody.
But that's,
that I knew to bring it to this crazy situation I am and had to explain it to him. So I really don't want to go in that direction. So I'm ready to go for it.
You want to, and you're trying to put closure, huh?
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to do? Okay.
Yeah.
And what she wants you to do is, like, you want to bring peace to your mind and closure, and for you meditating. And also, I got to tell you, do you also do yoga? Because I see yoga with you.
I was thinking about getting back into it, but within the past week, I was thinking about going back into it because I'm getting fat and I'm getting out of shape, and I just need that I need some inner strength going on with my physical body. So I was thinking about getting a book, maybe start looking at some videos, and you know, start
and bring relaxation. See, they can listen to you. You know, they know your thoughts. They can hear that, you know.
Yes.
And she wants you to know, to tell family, or she wants to let you know at least, that she's okay and she made it to the other side and family's with her. She wants you to know that, and she's at peace. And always wants you to know that, hey, I'm around you. If you need me, I am here for you.
Yeah.
She wants you to know that.
All
right. And I got to ask you, were you looking at a new outfit or something? Because she's showing me like you were trying an outfit or thinking about getting a new outfit, something with an outfit.
Yeah, I was looking at, I was actually looking at this dress. It was a couple of dresses I've been looking, like it just catching my eye. You know, I just be going... You know how they pop up, stuff be popping up on your screen. It's like, wow, that would look nice on me. And I was looking at this one particular, it was a dress, it was a cartoon character, but the dress that this cartoon had, it was like, wow, I could totally rock that. And I would definitely, you know, pull it off. But, you know, yeah, but this is real world.
She was watching you, you know, and looking like, what are you doing? You know, she was watching you. She knew you were looking at it. And that's why, you know, she wants you to know that, hey, you know, I'm here. And that's what she wants, you know. So pay attention to her. You know, if you need something, call upon her. They don't like to interfere with your life, but they like to see what you're doing and what's going on in your life. And you're finally going to be happy. So that's what she's working on for you. Happiness is coming for you.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a better year. She's mentioning that for you, too. And you're going to know more from now until October. It's going to bring you a new year, a better year. Okay? Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad I got through with somebody. Tonight, my switchboard's been broke.
Yeah,
right.
I was almost.
Thank
about to
you.
Hang up. All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello.
I hear you. How are you?
Hi. This is Psychic Tara. And I'm hoping you were the caller that was on before.
Yeah.
I could not hear you. It was just feeding back in my ear. All I heard about something with love. Are you looking for love?
I was asking for a message from Spirit, and you said I need a question, so I said love. I said love. Love would be great.
Yes, and we'll see. I got to tell you, somebody from the past is going to connect with you.
Okay.
You're showing me somebody from the past. Like you're going to kind of like, you know, somehow somebody you might run into and say, hey, do you remember so-and-so? You know, there's something from the past that you're going to have some kind of contact with. And let's see who is around you, okay? And we'll see what they're trying to give you. I got to ask you, do you know somebody by the name of Joe or Joseph?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Because you're mentioning the name Joe or Joseph to me.
I had an uncle.
Had an Uncle Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's what they do. They'll sometimes tell me who they are, or they'll bring me gifts, you know, like to show you, like, remember this or remember that, you know? And I'm supposed to ask you, is there something going on with your car, having car trouble?
Not yet, but it's an old car.
Okay, because they're mentioning, like, something that needs to be with your car, okay? So I'm going to tell you to kind of keep an eye on it. And this is what they're bringing to me, okay? So it might be like something,
okay.
But I don't see anything major. I do see like some stuff that they're going to have to do, but nothing major bringing to me. And I'm going to tell you, let me see, what is this, February, March? I'm going around April with you, okay? Can you write the 6th of April down?
Okay.
And that's where I'm finding love with you.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, sometimes it's like you hold yourself back. And you don't like, oh, I don't know, or this person's just not right, or, you know what I mean? You kind of second guess yourself. And I want to tell you that I'm picking up grandfather with you right now. He's the one that's been around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me he passed, and he's the one that's giving you this advice, you know, to kind of go, don't second guess yourself. And, you know, sometimes... you need to, like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm gonna go out with this person. So what do I have to lose, you know? So he's telling you, like, put one foot forward. You know, don't, like, I don't know, or I don't want to get hurt, you know.
No, it's
this is
more
what
like
he's,
their person.
Pardon
that
me?
Person does that. That person does that more than I do.
And that's you know what he's
that.
Looking at. So they want you to, you know, I gotta ask you, let's see where I am. I'm getting something like with schooling or training with you.
They say it all the time, but I don't know what that would be. I already have a master's degree. I can't go any further
so
in
you
my field.
All righty. So on this, they're telling me a little bit about you, they're doing.
Okay.
So they knew that you were doing schooling, you know. This is, you know, they know you. They know, you know, like what you've been doing all your life. And that's one way how they show you. You know, like I explained to the other caller, they have no clocks and calendars where they're at. So whatever you're doing, they're trying to show you I've been with you. On it. Can I ask you, who do you know in New York? What is it with New York with you?
Clients.
My
clients come out of New York.
Okay. And do you know they know that? Do you see how they can connect with you and they're watching you every minute, you know? They just want you to know you're not alone, you know? And this is... how they want to, you know, communicate with you and tell you, like, I know there's things with you in New York, you know. This is how they communicate, and they want to be around you, you know, on it. But I have to tell you, they want you to make sure that you don't second-guess yourself, you know, because you're going to finally find this relationship and this happiness. But they want you to kind of, like, push yourself to, like, hey, again, they want you to know, you know. You might think, like, I don't know about this person, you know, I don't think he's my type. You know, go with the flow, try to go out, you know, and just feel like I have nothing to lose. I'm picking up someone that does have their eye on you, and there's like an up and down with it.
Uh-huh. Sure
so,
it is.
You know, they're showing me, you know, and that's one thing grandfather is giving you, you know, and it's your life, you know. They can't, you know, tell you what to do and what not to do. They can just tell you, what's going on in your life and what they see. You know that?
Right. Well, this relationship hasn't happened. It's always there, but it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm. So remember the 1 foot ahead of each other? Try to give it, you know, like just take, you know, make it happen. That's what they're trying to do. They're like pushing you, you know, or giving you a shove. But it's going to happen. It's finally going to happen. And it's going to be like, oh, you know what? It really was worth the wait, you know, but they want you to, you know, like, hey, you know, it's there for a reason, you know. The connection is
okay.
So they want you to know that, okay? Well, and let's see what else. I got to ask you too. I'm picking up like a lawyer, okay? And I got to ask you: do you know any lawyers or anything that has to do with lawyers?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I photograph them every now and then. I'm a photographer. I don't know them.
Okay. Are you around them or something?
No.
Okay. I'm picking up something with lawyer. So, and write down lawyer if you have a piece of paper. It's a good thing. It's not like, oh, my gosh, you know. But I'm picking something up with lawyer. So,
okay.
They're like, you know, like educated lawyer, you know, I'm picking that up with you. So I'm just going to ask you to write that down. And I asked, and it's like a good thing. It's not like something, you know, with a lawyer. It could be a relationship with a lawyer. You happen to kind of like meet somebody that was a lawyer, you know. So I'm going to tell you to write that down.
Okay.
On that, okay. And I got to tell you, they're giving me March with you, around the 22nd, 23rd of March.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you to write that down too. Some things will make sense now and some will make sense later. You'll be checking your list off, you know, for you, okay? And I got to tell you, they're very proud of you. So for what you have done in life, but you want to find happiness. It's not like you have everything, but not complete. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad, and let's see where they're bringing me. I got to ask you, were you at some place, it looks like, you know, like an old cottage-type look, like old, you know, like if you would go to, like, Italy or France, or, you know how they have older buildings?
Well, I live in New Orleans.
Is that older buildings?
It looks like Europe.
Okay, because they're showing me that. See, I travel all over the world just by sitting here. I don't go anywhere, but I travel all over the world, and they're showing me that. That's why I was describing it to you. Okay?
Cool. Uh-huh.
All righty. So I'm so glad you called back. I am so sorry about, God, I'm back on the radio again, and my switchboard was all messed up.
Yeah,
but sometimes
it really was.
Energy
I'm
gets
sorry
in the way,
that.
You know? I was hoping that people were hearing me, but I was getting feedback in my ears, so I hope it all went through. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Well,
have a nice night, okay?
Thank you taking the time. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I didn't know if I'd get
Kara.
Up.
Oh,
hi,
I'm
Kira.
So glad you got on. I was having trouble. I don't know if you heard, but on my switchboard tonight, I could not
a little
get
bit,
any feedback from anybody.
It was totally blank for a while. But, yeah, I've never had a reading from you, but I've been listening. Boy.
Oh, how nice. I'm so glad you got on tonight. And let me tell you how I work. I see things and hear things. I'll tell you what I'm seeing, what they're showing me, what they're telling me. And I'll see some things will make sense now and some things will make sense later. And right away when I'm talking to you, I'm hearing the name Bill or William. Do you know a Bill or a William?
No. That doesn't mean I won't in the future.
No.
I know.
Yes. No. And nobody you worked with by that name, a Bill or William. I'm going to tell you if you can write it down.
That's why I'm calling.
Okay.
Go on. I want to see.
I'm going to tell you to
happy times are coming again.
To write that down. Okay.
I will.
And it could be for like, hi, my name is Bill. You know, so it could be somebody that's coming into your life. It could be a work.
I know.
Person. And I'm going to tell you, they wrote job really big in front of me. Are you looking for a job?
I'm going to start crying. I've been doing that for, yes. Just tell me what you see with that, please. I'm so stressed.
Yes, don't get stressed because it's coming. I'm going to tell you, they're bringing, because they wrote it really huge. So, gosh, I don't even need glasses to see it. That's how big they wrote it. So that's showing me a concern that you have. And I'm going to tell you to, because you're worried about finances also. And that's going to turn around. Let me see what they're giving me with you. They're giving me about 11 days with you.
Tara,
can you write down 11 days?
Oh, my God, yes. I'll remember 11. That's a lucky spiritual number. I won't forget it.
Oh, how beautiful.
That's how I remember.
And let me see. And I got to tell you, you know those, like, skirts with the blazer jacket?
I do.
Okay, I'm seeing that right now. Like a blazer-type jacket with a skirt, like a little bit longer type skirt-type thing. I'm seeing that. They're showing me that. Okay? I'm seeing, like, you know, now do you wear anything like with a blazer?
Yes.
Like kind of blazer jacket and with that? Okay, because they're showing me. I'm seeing that, like, for work. Like, they're bringing me, like, it could be an interview, you know?
Okay.
This is what they're
I work
they're
in that type of setting.
Me.
That would be for the interview because work now, even in corporate America, everything's so casual now. You can be business, but that would be probably, I know what you're saying. Can you pick up a timing, Tara?
Let me see what they're giving them. They're mentioning about the 11 days with you.
You did, I know.
So we're going to see what else. And I'm going to tell you, you know those buildings that you need like an elevator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, or you can go up the steps type thing. They're showing me a building with elevators and steps.
Okay.
Can I ask you where I'm at?
It may be the job interview, the job I get, because I always work in buildings that have elevators. You know, 16, 17 floors.
Okay, there it is. So they're bringing it. What's happening? They're trying to show me, you know, because I know nothing about you, you know. So they want you to know, hey, I am around. I'm picking up grandmother with you on mom's side. She passed?
Mm-hmm. Loving woman.
Okay. I'm picking her up with you. And, gosh, what is it with flowers? She's showing you a lot of flowers and a flower
wallpaper. She loves flowers. Yep,
okay.
And I know,
and
grandma, that you're a nurse. She was a nurse, and
color
is my stomach. Oh, go on. Keep going.
Okay, because she's showing me, like, a house, and it had, like, flowers on the wall, like wallpaper flowers.
All
you
over.
You know? So she's bringing me to her home is what she's doing. And she's, like trying to show you remember, you know? I'm bringing back, and that's what they do. They try to, like, tell you, like, the past, like, what they were doing and what's going on with you. You know, on it. And I'm asking, do you have
acid reflux?
I've been having problems with my stomach, and I just want to make sure it's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
I've never been sick before, but this
she's
not working.
Go on, sorry. Yes, you're getting like into knots, and
yes.
She's telling you watch for like too much tomatoes or spaghetti sauce, or because when you get yourself aggravated, she's showing that too much acid.
She's
and,
so funny.
You know,
I've been living on spaghetti. I've been watching because I can't eat as good. I eat tomatoes. I understand what she's saying. I swear to God.
How beautiful. And she knows.
That,
and do you know she's smiling from ear to ear?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she's smiling from ear to ear. You know, she's like so happy that you connected with her tonight and that you heard her. You know, she is so excited. She wants you to know that. And
tell
can I ask
stressed.
You who Tom? Yeah, but you know what? Start not being stressed because help's on the way. She's going to get you there. So
I've been
she
waiting
wants you to
for,
know
okay.
that. Do you know a Tom or a Thomas?
I'm trying to think. Not to my
it
knowledge
a,
right now. There's
could be
a
William
last and a Tom.
Name. Uh-huh. Or it could be a last name Thomas. So I'm going to tell you, Eric, could be the first name. She's mentioning those two names for you. And can
now,
I
wait
ask
a
you,
minute.
What is
there
it?
Was,
what,
there was
yes?
a Tom for my old job, but that's bad news, Grandma. This has to be a good It's yeah, for my old job I knew one, but there could be coming up someone. But go on, what
okay,
are you going to say?
Okay, let me ask her. No, it's not the guy. No, She goes, no, not him. Believe me, she knows him. not him. I got to tell you, you know those lilies that are in water, like ponds?
Yes, absolutely.
The lily pads and ponds. Can I ask you why
mm-hmm.
she's showing me a lily pad and pond?
Just trying to think. I know she had flowers in the backyard all over.
Okay.
There could have been lilies. Lilies of the Valley
is.
I know she liked. She liked lilies of the Valley.
Okay. Because she's mentioning like the lilies and about a pond. Now, I'm going to tell you right down this pond with like, you know, a lily pad. Now, it could be a picture of a pond or it could be actually the pond. All right? So she's trying to connect with you like, hey, you know, you're going to know I'm here. You know, that's what she's trying to do.
Okay.
With your okay. And I want to tell you finances are going to be better. She's bringing up finances with you. And it's going to be a turnaround. But it's not going to be until like around 6 months after the job.
So I can like breathe
that's
again.
Gonna,
I know.
Yes, that
yeah.
you'll be able to breathe again. Mm-hmm. That's on it, okay. I do see papers you're signing. She's showing me papers with you. So
okay.
it'll be like, and it could be, you know how you have to fill out this form and that form for your new job?
Yes.
Now,
that's what it looks never been like. I've never been late for a bill. Am I going to be okay until I get this job? I'm not kidding you. I have a mortgage. I've squeaked all year.
She's showing me, but, you know, don't get nervous and upset. Look, she's telling you to look. I'm seeing like a bulletin board type thing.
Okay.
Anything like, or the monster.com, anything. Thing within like you wouldn't really look at, she's telling me.
Okay.
So this is where it's going to come about, okay?
I understand what she
says. She described like the building and what's going on. This is what she's doing with you. All right? Okay.
You are wonderful.
Well, you have a nice, thank you. You have a nice night. And
goodbye,
thank you for calling in.
Goodbye.
Yes,
Grandma's sending her love, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I am Psychic Tara on Psychic Connection, and I do communicate with the other side, and I can see what they show me and hear what they tell me. And if anybody ever wants a private reading with me, my number is 440-364-0787. 440-364-0787. And that's a private reading. And for a half hour on the phone, it's only $40. And for an hour, it's $65. $65 for an hour. And you get a lot of information in that time. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Let's see. Hello?
Hi,
can you hear
you?
Me? Good,
yes,
how are you?
You?
Oh, good,
wonderful.
I'm so glad. Oh, thank you. And let's see what's going on with you, okay? I hear things, I see things. I'll tell you what I'm seeing, what they're showing me, what they're telling me. And some things will make sense now. Some things will make sense later for you, okay? And we'll see where we're going with you. Okay, I just female around you, okay? And we'll see what she brings us. And I'm getting her also in the kitchen. She loved to be in the kitchen.
That's my grandma. Yep.
Okay. She is around you. Okay. And can I ask you, who has the same name? She's telling me in the family, like somebody, you know how somebody takes their name,
or have a middle name? My dad and my brother had the same name. My father's deceased, but my brother had they both have the same name.
Okay. Now, do you know dad's coming around too? Because he's mentioning the same name. That's what he's telling me. So he wants you to know. And that's what they do, like things that you would remember, you know, and he wants you to know that. Can I ask you, what is it with a car? He's showing me a car.
My dad gave me a car before he passed. And actually today, it was really snowy here, and I hit the tail light off, so I have to put it in the shop and get it replaced, probably.
Oh, and do you know he does know that? He's mentioning the car. You see how they are? I mean, Grandma and your dad, that's how close they are around you. Boy, they're showing me they're on your heels, you know? That's how close they want you to know. With it, and Grandma loves to be around the kitchen, and your father loves to be in that car. That's what he loves. Can I ask you, what is it with Connecticut? The state Connecticut, they're telling me.
I don't know nothing about Connecticut.
Okay, can you write Connecticut down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the reason I'm telling you, there's going to be like something that's going to be good with it, or somebody might say, like, hey, my friend's from Connecticut, or something, you're going to hear Connecticut.
Okay.
And wanting, so I'm going to tell you to write this, okay? And let's see where they're taking me with you, okay? I'm seeing ups and downs. I'm getting a roller coaster ride with you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like some days are okay, some days aren't. Some days are okay, some days aren't. You know, you're going on this roller coaster ride. And also I'm getting trust issues with you.
Yeah. It's to the point I don't trust very many people no more.
And
it's like,
I mean, this is what he has given me and Grandma's given me on it, you know, and that's why they mentioned it to you, you know, with it. So you sometimes put your guard up, you know. It's like you want to look over that wall, but yet you're afraid to, you know.
You just mm-hmm. don't know. And that's what they're bringing to me. With mm-hmm. this. What would you like to ask?
Well, I wanted to know what you're seeing coming for my love life, I guess.
Okay. And, well, I've got to tell you on it, you're going to have to kind of put aside the trust issue because, you know, sometimes, like I said, that guard goes up and what happens is, you know, you have to kind of like, just because of one person's mistake, why should the other people suffer?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, if you went through love, you have to kind of let that go.
Okay.
And can I ask you why I see a little boy? I see a little boy.
I have a son.
Okay. They're mentioning him. And, you know, like outgoing, they're showing me. He's very outgoing,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And wants you to know, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they are around. But I'm going to tell you, you need to, you know, let that issue go because if you want to find happiness, let me see where we are. I don't feel like you're going to find it until August.
Okay.
And again, they don't break people up. If you're dating somebody, or they do not break people up. They just tell you what's coming for you. And if you decide, you know, like, okay, I'm interested, but this is what they do. They, you know, they tell you, and they're bringing around August with you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you around the 6th of August. I know it sounds far away, but.
Well,
fine.
That's
really closer than you think.
I'm comfortable
mm-hmm.
with myself. I won't be too bad. That'll
yeah.
give me time to work out my trust
but,
issues, too, because I don't trust nobody.
Yes. Yes. And that's what they're trying to work on with you, you know, on that,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I got to ask mm-hmm. you, I'm seeing a warm state with you. They're giving me a warm
mm-hmm.
state. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and let's see, and it's showing me like, you know, sunshine, warm, it's like, so they're bringing me to a warm state with you right now.
I thought about telling people like I was trying to move to Texas, but I don't know.
Uh-huh. That's a warm
so
state.
Far. Yeah, so
uh-huh.
far, you know. So I was
yeah.
like, you know.
Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that
okay.
yet. I see true love first. And then, I mean, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to be really surprised because it's finally, you're going to feel like what's missing and you're going to start to feel like, wow, you know. And that's
mm-hmm.
they're giving me for you for the August thing. And I got to tell you, I'm picking up music with you.
Yeah, I love music.
Okay. I'm picking that up, and I feel like this person that's going to be around you has the same interest, like music. And I do also see some kind of travel with you and also including, like, you know, he's a family person.
Okay. Is this a new person I'm going to meet?
And again, this is somebody in August I'm picking up, but again, they do not tell you like, hey, you know, leave this person if you feel like this person you want to be with, you know, but they're telling you
right.
things that are coming for you. That's what they do.
Okay.
On that, okay? They want you to know.
Okay.
And really quick, I'm seeing a lot of pine trees with you. Where is
pine
it where, that there's pine trees? Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother's house, my dad's house, my mother still has his house, but there's a lot of pine trees. There's a big,
okay.
big one.
There's a humongous one.
They're taking me right there. See, they'll start to show me landmarks and things for you to remember, like, hey, it's really me. You know? They want you to know. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And have a nice night, all right?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I don't know if I could take anybody else tonight. They told me my time was up. I am so sorry that I couldn't get to you. Hopefully you'll look for Psychic Connection and me, Psychic Tara. And hopefully that you'll call in again. I'm going to try to be on this week and look for my different times because I like to be on it in the evening, and I also like to be on like around maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, and sometimes 11 at night. All right. I'm going to see if I'm allowed to take another call or not. But if not, I want everybody to have a good night, and please keep in contact with your loved ones, okay? Let me see.
Hello?
Hi. I guess
how
I'm
you?
Allowed to take another one. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. This is Psychic Tara.
Hi, Tara. That's my daughter's
Hi.
Name.
Oh, how nice. Do you have a question for me?
Just any information that you could give me about my business or my life or just...
Yeah, let's
in
see.
In general there.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, you're always on the go. Show me you're on the go, on the go, on the go. And it's just like, you know, what am I going to do today? You know, I mean, you're constantly doing something. You know,
I don't go anywhere, but I do a lot.
That's exactly what they're showing me. Like you're constantly, you know, doing something. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
For you, it's a busy day. You know, and I don't know if you want to call it work or not.
It's work.
But they're giving me that because you're exhausted at the end of the night. You know, having free time is kind of hard. And that's what they are giving me. Do you know somebody by the name of Mary?
Oh, my God.
And who is
my
that?
My aunt.
Your
my aunt Mary?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're mentioning Mary to me, to you. Was she a special aunt to you?
I did not know her very well.
Uh-huh, but she knows you.
I was young when she passed away.
She's been watching.
I have a
watching.
Picture of her. I was just looking at her last night.
Isn't that beautiful? She knew you were looking at her. She knew you were doing that. So she wants you to know, you know, that she is around you. And can I ask you, what is it with a bus? Like a school bus or a bus?
Don't know anything about bus.
Can I ask you why I'm seeing
my
a bus?
My grandson got in trouble on a bus.
There it is.
He just got suspended from school last week on a bus.
Oh, my goodness. She knew about that. Do you know that? You see how close they are and now you know what's going on?
Yeah.
She was showing me a bus. She knew. You know, and you... and. You know, you can tell them, like, hey, Aunt Mary, she knew that. What happened? You know? So that's how close they are.
That's crazy.
And they want you to know that. Mm-hmm. On it. And let's see. I'm not supposed to tell you, I don't know what this means, but wish upon a star?
I look at the stars a lot.
Okay. So she wants you to start wishing upon them.
Okay.
Okay. So that brings wishes, good wishes, you know. And she knows. I mean, like being around them and what you like. And let me see. You know, I got to tell you everything they're showing me. All right. You know, like
Disney character. They're showing me my Tinkerbell.
Fairies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have fairies.
The Disney character. You love fairies,
yes.
Huh? Well, she's showing me that. She knows that you love fairies. You know?
I have fairies.
Uh-huh. Isn't that
I'm in
nice?
The metaphysical world, so I have fairies.
See? How beautiful. And it is, I mean, and it brings you calmness and peace, and she wants you to connect with them. That's what she wants you to do.
Okay.
So, and fairies are wishful, you know?
Yes, they are.
You wish upon a fairy, you know? And that's what she wants you to do, because I see connection and communicating. You're going to open up a new chapter in your life, because they're going to lead you to, you know, different things. And that's why she's given me that with you.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, more than what you are doing and how you connect with them, she wants you to start to, like, study them, you know?
Really?
Try to find answers. Yep. You'll be surprised how things will start to make sense to you. Giving you messages, you know? And outdoors, I'm seeing, like, with the with the ground, you know, the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me connection like with the earth also with you. So if you are planting flowers, you're planting for the fairies, you know, they're making a connection.
I have a fairy house outside.
Mm-hmm. And she knows that. She's been going around and wanting you to know. You know that?
I've had a few readings before, and she's never come into any of my readings. And I just looked at her picture the other night. It's
isn't
just
that
amazing.
Uh-huh.
Is she proud of my business?
Yes, she is. She is very proud. You know, and do you know, like when someone kisses a mirror and has the lip prints on it,
mm-hmm.
or kisses an envelope. Deal with a kiss. She's doing that. She wants you to know that. So, and I'm supposed to tell you, business is going to take off. She's bringing around September with you with that, though. The 11th of September, 1-1.
Really? Oh, that's a great day, September 11th.
So, she wants you to know that.
Okay.
It's going to take off. And also, there's going to be like another link, she's telling me, for the business. Okay?
I make jewelry.
Uh-huh. And it's going to lead to another link.
Okay.
So it might, it's looking like, you know, like fairy dust. It looks like something like with jewelry with fairy dust in it.
Hmm.
Okay, like a glass. That's what it looks like. It's like a clear glass. And you know how you have the metal underneath it? Looks like
yeah.
a charm. But
mm-hmm.
it's showing fairy dust in it.
Fairy
so
dust.
So it's going to be like something with, yep, the connect. Remember the other link? With the fairies.
The fairies.
It's going to open up a new door. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
All righty.
Tell her
you
that I love
nice
her.
You have a nice night. And she hears you. She's sending her love to you and the family. Okay.
Thank you.
And I hope you watch for me.
I will.
Like a connection. Okay.
And I
all
might call and have
thanks
a full reading.
So
thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. For a private reading with me, my phone number is 440-364-0787. 440-364-0787. It is $40 for a half hour and $65 for an hour. Okay? And if my phone line is can't take any more calls, please keep calling back so I can clear my phone lines and take your appointment for a reading, a private reading with me, Psychic Tara. Okay? All righty. And let's see if I have another caller. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm fine.
Good. This is Psychic Tara. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, are you seeing anyone coming in my future?
Do I see, did you say, did I see love coming? Yes, let's see what we're getting with you. I'm seeing like there's going to be a couple relationships yet.
Oh.
They're showing me. Yeah, I don't see like the right one coming yet, but I see a couple. They're giving me a couple relationships. And, you know, like it's like either nothing or all. It's, they're mm-hmm. going to be coming like all at once, you know? That's how it's going to happen. Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, like, and then you're going to have to kind of decide what you, you know, like, oh, I like this one on this one and that one on this one, you know what I mean? So they're telling mm-hmm. you that this is what's going to be happening. One, I feel like it's going to be through somebody. You're at mm-hmm. a party or somebody knows somebody. And the other one, they're showing me something with work.
Okay.
They're giving me with work that you wouldn't mm-hmm. even, like, kind of even know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for some reason, this is what they're bringing to my attention with you. Do you know somebody by the name of Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Or Gregory? Okay, I'm going to ask
you
to write
Gregory. I met someone years ago, many, many years ago, named Gregory.
You did. Okay.
Long time.
And now, I got to tell you, sometimes they do that to show you that we're on the boyfriend level. You know what I mean? Like we're talking
mm-hmm.
about boyfriends. So they'll bring back a past. Sometimes that's what they do, to kind of get your attention around you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let me see where I'm going with you. Boy, I'm getting like, I hope you like to fly because I'm getting airplane trips.
I love to fly.
Okay. So does this person. He just loves to take off when he can. It's like, hey, let's go. Even if it's a small trip for a couple days, he'll fly.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, this is what they're bringing me. And I feel this person also has, like, a home on water.
Mm.
So, like, you'll go. It's like a home from a home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey,
yeah.
I'm going to go and visit, you know. And it's a house that's right by water, like right on the water that, you know, you can dock and go on a boat. You know, that's how tough those
are. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're showing me home from home. So, and this guy, he just loves to travel. This is what he's bringing me. Family is very important to this man, too.
Mm-hmm.
Want you to know that. And something about birth dates in the same month.
Oh, my God, that's next month for my birthday.
Okay. So there's something to this man's like birthday in the same month. That's what they're giving
okay.
me. I'm with you. Okay. Can I ask you, what is it with Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm planning on moving. I want to move to Maryland.
Okay, there it is.
Maryland or Washington.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it's right there, isn't it? Not
yes.
that far. See, they know that. That's, you know, how much they know about you, you know? You can whisper and they can hear you. You know, they want you to know that. A lot of people think when they leave on the, you know, and that's it, but they really don't realize that they can't take cars with them, houses, money, but they could take memories. Memories they can come back and communicate with you with.
Okay.
So they watch you all the time. They want you to know that. With this, and I'm getting mom's mom with you.
Yeah.
I'm picking her up. And can I ask you, what is it with, like, braiding or French braiding?
Braiding, like hair braiding?
Uh-huh. Or French braiding, hair braiding. So show me braiding.
I don't know.
Do you know if she used to do that or used to do that to your hair when you were little? Anything with braiding?
Oh. If she did, I don't remember.
Okay. Write braiding down. Maybe you can ask somebody.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what she's showing me on us, okay? And wanting you to know with this. Let me see. You know, like, I'm also seeing quilt, like quilt work, square patches, sewing, little blankets made out of quilt.
Yes, one of my grandmothers used to make quilt.
Okay. And that's the grandmother also coming through.
Oh,
so,
okay.
They're mentioning the quilt. Should they bring gifts for you to remember?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They want you to know
she
that.
Used to wear hair plaited, so.
Uh-huh. Aw.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
nice.
That's where the braids come in.
And I got to tell you, I'm seeing something with like a job training with you.
Well, I'm looking for another job.
Okay, well, you're going to be getting trained for your new job. They're giving me job training with you. It's coming. I got to tell you, she's telling me it's around the corner. That's how she's mentioning it.
Oh, okay.
She says it's around the corner and wanting you to know, okay? And then really quick before I leave, I got to tell you, I'm seeing something like live performance, like on stage and watching in the audience. There's something coming for you that's live performance.
I'm performing or I'm watching it. So that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Something with live performance. Do
well,
you
do
any kind of stage work too?
No. I like going to plays and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So they're showing that. Because I'm seeing the auditorium. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's coming for you too, all right?
Okay.
All righty. I'm going to get off the air now, all right? And
okay, thank
you, and I hope you contact me again, okay?
I certainly will.
All righty. Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, I want to thank everybody for tonight. Sorry about in the beginning that... my station wasn't on right. I was having a lot of interference. Couldn't get anybody on the air. My name is Psychic Tara, and I'm from Psychic Connection. And if you want a private reading from me, please give me a call for a private reading. It's 440-364-0787. 440-364-07. Okay? And for a half hour, it's $40, and for an hour, it's $65. And thank you for everybody listening tonight, and catch me next time. I like to be on sometimes at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and sometimes at 11 at night. So look for me, Psychic Tara, on Psychic Connection, and hopefully next time I'll have a better connection. Good night.